Hoka hey! Bonjour, Nij Anishinaabe Duk. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha. Now please welcome the star of the show, Nana Bonjour. Take it away, sweetie.
Okay, hey, me quetch, weenie mushane. Thank you, sweetheart. And today, I'd like to tell the story of Fox and Rabbit.
Oh.
Wagosh and Waboos. Back in the days of the grandfathers, Wagosh was a little like Bugs Bunny, and he had magical powers. One day, Wagosh, the fox, was hunting for the rabbit by following his tracks. Waboos knew Wagosh was gaining on him, so he told his moccasins to jump off his feet and continue to walk down the trail. "You guys keep going," he said. "I'm going to jump off the trail and hide." So the rabbit's moccasins kept walking down the road without him, while the fox continued to follow the tracks. When he saw that it was just a pair of shoes he was hunting, Wagosh said, "Oh, that dirty Waboos! He tricked me. But I am Wagosh, the fox. I am a great hunter, and I will get him." Wagosh turned back. A little while down the trail again, the fox sees an elderly lady in a blanket and a scarf over her head, stirring a bowl of stew. "Excuse me, grandmother. Have you seen a rabbit walk by here?" he asked.
"Oh, no. I'm just an old lady minding her own business. I haven't seen anybody."
"Okay, then," Wagosh replied. "Have a nice day." As he turned to leave, Waboos leapt out from beneath the blanket and scarf to exclaim, "Aha! It is I, Waboos the Rabbit! You can't catch me!" And he smacked the fox on the head with a wooden spoon before darting out down the trail. "Hold it, Waboos! He tricked me, but he won't trick me again. I am Wagosh, the mighty hunter, and I will not be fooled." So the fox started to track the rabbit again. Soon he came upon an elderly gentleman standing at the side of the path with a tall walking stick. He was wearing a big cowboy hat and was wrapped in a blanket. Wagosh says, "Excuse me, grandfather. Have you seen Waboos the rabbit?"
No, sir. I'm just an old man slowly making his way down a trail. I don't know anything about a rabbit."
"Okay, then," Wagosh replied. "Have a nice day." But just then, Waboos threw off the hat and blanket and exclaimed, "Aha! It is I, Waboos!" and smacked the fox on the head with his stick. The rabbit darted off, leaving Wagosh steaming. "Oh, that dirty Waboos! He tricked me for the last time," he said, and set out tracking Waboos once again. The rabbit continued through the forest for a time until he came upon an old, hollowed-out pine. He circled it 4 times and jumped into the center. When Wagosh arrived, he could see the tracks leading up to the tree. "Oh, nice try, rabbit. You think you can fool me again?"
he said.
"I know you've changed yourself into a tree to trick me, but I won't be fooled again." Wagosh lunged at the tree with his mouth wide open. As he bit into the cold bark, he realized he had been tricked again. "Oh, that dirty Waboos!" he growled and swung his fist at the tree. Just then, Waboos stuck his head out to tease the fox, but he got punched in the nose instead. And that is why all rabbits have little flat noses today. Oh, what? So this has been a story of Wagosh and Waboos, the fox and the rabbit. What do you think of that, sweetie?
Oh, that's a great story.
All right. You wanna send us out?
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for watching, or thank you for listening. Miigwech bizandawiyeg to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this is Nana Buju. And I will see you again. Gigawabamin Minawa. Ho-wa.
Ho-wa.
You know, there's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
Well, so rabbits have little flat noses because one rabbit got punched.
I know, it makes no sense.